Good morning. If you are not in the 91% category, then you are with winners. And that is what we are going to discuss today. So today was all about NSE's data, where NSE published its last year's numbers and FY25 has surprised me with average retail loss of upwards of 1 lakh. And the growth has been phenomenal. So 41% growth we have seen. But let's come to that later and let's see what is happening today. So a very good morning to everyone. Today is 8th of July, Tuesday, and we have Sensex expiry. So we'll start with Sensex expiry itself. So Sensex had closed at 83,400 levels, whereas 83,400 straddle was trading roughly around 450 points. Whereas if we talk about the implied volatility, it was trading around 11.12 for the 8th of July. And for 15th of July, it was trading around 11.27. The surface is completely flat, whereas the forward volatility is also showing flat. So what is expected today? So another day of lackluster movement or fireworks, that is what we are going to talk about today. But let's have a recap and let's see what has happened in the markets overnight. So Dow, Nasdaq and S&P both saw all three saw a nice fall in almost 90 bips on Nasdaq, around 80 bips on S&P, and Dow was also down by around 85 bips. This was on because of the Trump's action, where tariff wars are expected to start again, whereas European markets had closed positive. But as of today morning at 8:20, what I'm seeing is that GIFT Nifty is absolutely flat, 2 points down, trading around 25,510 points, whereas Nikkei's trades, Hang Seng and Taiwan are all positive and showing some gains in the early trade. Crude has bounced back and has risen to around 69.27 levels, whereas gold has been showing strength at around 33.37. Okay, so let's move on to Nifty and see what is happening on Nifty. So Nifty yesterday saw a very lackluster movement where it closed almost 3 points lower from its previous close at around 25,541. If we talk about implied volatility on Nifty, it is trading at 11.92 for the 10th July expiry, whereas 25,550 straddle is trading around trading around 232 bucks. Okay, so that gives us a range of around 200 points on Nifty, and the lower end for Nifty stands at around 25,300 points, and on the upside we can see around 25,750 as well. But today's Sensex expiry, and let's move on to Sensex. So 83,400 was where Sensex had closed, and what should you do? So personally feel a long calendar can be done today, and that is where I'm expecting some further cool off in the overall volatility, but the bias still remains long, whereas any dip in the market should be bought on and should be carried into. So today, calendars can be played or butterflies to be placed on the upside, where expiry can happen towards that 84,000 mark as well. So keep a watch on 84,000 strike, that is important, and expiry might happen over there. From the sectorial front, which are those sectors which are showing strength? So as of today morning, I am seeing CNX, FMCG, pharma, as well as infra are some sectors which are showing some good strength. Whereas on the sell side, we have capital markets, CPSE, IT, mid cap, auto, and banking stocks, which are showing not a good strength as of today's morning open. So that was on the TK algo signals. Let's take the screener and once again check what is gold, silver, crude, and other commodities trading at. So gold is trading on MCX at around 96,636 with a buy rating. Silver is trading at around 1,08,000 with a strong buy rating again. Crude oil is around 5,770 on MCX with again a strong buy. Nat gas is at 282 with a sell rating which is present. Dollar index is showing strength at around 97, and USD INR is at that 86 mark, where we have just closed below 86, 85.86, and it is showing strength as well. So that was all for today, guys. And this was Tanmay Kurtagoti, founder of QC Alpha. And you were listening to Trade Setup with Tanmay Before the Chaos Begins. If you like this podcast, give it a thumbs up and share it with your friends. And do rate this podcast. And stay tuned for your daily brief before the market chaos begins.